Hi everyone, this is Abby and welcome back to the Lake Health and Wellbeing podcast. We are up to episode 13. Hey, I can't believe how time has flown by and that we're actually already at episode 13. I am really enjoying podcasting. I have found it to be really fun, really interesting, and I have learned so much from podcasting. I just hope that everybody's enjoying my ramblings about various different health topics. So I think I am going to continue with the podcasting. And what we're doing at the moment is that we're just doing these test episodes to see what works well, what doesn't work well. So in the next few weeks, we'll do a little bit of an analysis and just determine whether what format might work best. And the idea is that what we'll probably do is make the podcast a bit more focused so that you get the most from each episode. So once we've done that, then we're likely to then put the podcast out on larger platforms such as iTunes and SoundCloud. So stay tuned for all of that. But I do digress. In today's episode, I want to put the spotlight on an interesting public health project, and that is called Brothers Thrive. So it really was a pleasure for me to come across this project called Brothers Thrive. It's a mental health project, and I like their approach to tackling mental health issues. What they're aiming to do is basically have a community approach. So this project was launched on the 23rd of April, and it aims to provide mental health support to Black men in New York. Now, the program will bring together six community groups, so that's 100 Black men and five fraternities. So for those of you who may not have heard of 100 Black Men, this is an organization that provides support to young African-American men through education and mentorship. So they're not just focused actually in the US, there's also 100 Black Men of London, and you can find out more about them on their website, and I will put their website into the show notes. So what's going to happen is 100 Black Men and the five fraternities will receive mental health first aid training, and therefore that will enable them to go out there into their community to spread awareness of mental health issues, substance abuse, and also the importance of seeking help promptly, because it's so important for people to get help early on or as early as possible so that their mental health condition doesn't deteriorate. So the idea here is that Black men reaching out and supporting other Black men who may need support will have more of an impact, as people tend to feel more comfortable discussing personal issues and mental health issues with people that they can relate to. So it is hoped that through this, we can have honest, open conversations between men, and that will provide an opportunity for men to dig deep and tackle some of the issues in the Black community. So the project aims to train 3,000 New Yorkers, I say that again, 3,000 New Yorkers in mental health first aid over the next year, which is really fantastic, because that means you'll now have an army of people going out there into the community to tackle things like stigma associated with having a mental health issue, and also explore specific problems that may be leading our community to develop mental health issues. You may be asking, why is this project needed? Why do we need to focus on the Black community? Well, the answer is, if you look at the data around the Black community and mental illness, it does make for grim reading. So what I'm going to do now is just quickly summarize some of the data, starting with the US. In the US, the Black community are more likely to be diagnosed with a mental health problem and are more likely to report feelings of sadness and hopelessness. In the US, Black teenagers are more likely to commit suicide than their white counterparts, and suicide rates in Black American boys aged 7 to 11 have increased significantly in the past few years. If we look at the UK, the Black community is also more likely to be diagnosed with a mental health problem and also more likely to be sectioned and admitted to hospital for a mental health issue. Now, for those of you who may not be familiar with the term sectioned, this is where a person is admitted to a psychiatric hospital in accordance with the UK's Mental Health Act. And basically, it is where a person is detained against their wishes, but it's felt to be for their best interest. In the Caribbean, where I'm based, mental illness has been described as a silent epidemic. So it's not really spoken about in mainstream. People don't really talk about their mental health issues or any issues that they may be having. And what we know is that 60% of mental health patients in the Caribbean are unlikely to have received a mental health treatment or counseling. So what this means is that the vast majority of people who have a mental health issue are not receiving the support that they need. Also, the number of people affected by a mental health disorder in the Caribbean is projected to increase by 50% by 2020. And finally, depression affects 12 to 25% of the adolescent and adult Caribbean population. If we look at Africa, so I'm just going to pick one country, Nigeria, because I have strong ties to Nigeria, the data is also not so great. So 1 in 50 people in Nigeria are living with depression. 80% of people with a mental health disorder in Nigeria don't have access to treatment. And Nigeria is ranked the 30th most suicide-prone nation out of 183 countries. So I think that you can see that this data demonstrates the need to address the mental health issues that are plaguing the Black community. And just as an aside, I got this data from the Mental Health Foundation, Mental Health America, the Caribbean News Network, Vanguard, and the Pan American Health Organization. So projects like Brothers Thrive are therefore much needed. And I guess the main thing and the key thing is that it aims to provide early intervention and by providing men with an outlet to express their feelings on their day-to-day challenges. And it's hoped that this will prevent mental illness and thus improve these statistics. Brothers Thrive is being implemented following the launch of a similar project aimed at Black women, Sisters Thrive, which was launched at the end of last year. Currently, Sisters Thrive is working on training 10,000 African-American New Yorkers in mental health first aid. And what they're doing is that they're developing a professional mental health pipeline to encourage a more diverse workforce, which is so important because if you're going to really tackle mental health in the Black community, you do need more diversity in the mental health field because people feel more comfortable addressing their issues with somebody who has a better understanding of their culture and who they can relate to. So they're going to achieve this through a collaboration with historically Black women-led organizations. So these are two very interesting projects, so Brothers Thrive and Sisters Thrive. And what we're going to do is that we're going to keep an eye on both of these projects to see if their approach is effective at addressing the mental health issues in the Black community in New York. And we will report back to you. So thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. I hope you found it really interesting. If you have any questions or comments, please do leave them in the comments section below the podcast episode. I know there are quite a few other projects that are kind of similar to this, where they're trying to use community settings to provide mental health support. So I know there's some projects where they've worked in barbershops and hair salons. And if you've worked in a project or worked on a project that's quite similar to this, it'll be great to hear from you. How did the project go? Was it effective? How do you think it could be improved? All of those issues would be great to chat to you about and have a discussion about. So thanks so much for listening, and we will speak to you in the next episode. Take care and have a good rest of the week. Bye bye.